The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today, we're going to be recapping the past four Monster Jam shows in Fresno, California. This past weekend, I was at two of them again, just like last weekend in Denver, where I did the two Saturday shows, and I missed the Friday evening and Sunday afternoon show, but hey, I still witnessed two pretty awesome Monster Jam Arena shows in Fresno. Let's get right into recapping them. Let's start off with the lineup for this show. For this show in Fresno, we had Obsessed Eric Swanson, Wildcard BJ Johnson, Zombie Brittany Marcotte, Alien Invasion Bernard Light, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, and Brandon Vincent Gravedigger. Typical arena lineup we've seen on the West Coast ever since the end of July. Monster Jam has covered a couple cities in California now, and they have all contained these four Feld drivers, and typically the Obsessed independent team have been at all of these shows. So let's get right into the results, starting off with Friday evening. So your racing winner for Friday evening was Gravedigger Brandon Vincent defeating El Toro Loco Armando Castro in the final round. Your skills winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent with a score of 9.733. Donut competition winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent with 9.199. And your freestyle winner, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, 8.905. And your overall event champion for this show was Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 22 out of 24 points. So Brandon Vincent has been on a roll ever since he's been back he's been back for a while now. He's been back longer than the rest of all the drivers on this tour. But ever since they started up this West Coast tour, where they've been in various cities across California, Brandon Vincent has been dominating. It hasn't even really been close. The only person who's gotten really close to him is Armando Castro, but Armando's been having a lot of bad luck the past couple weekends, leading Brandon to just swoop in there and take everything. It's like, I don't think he's lost a show since Los Angeles, which was over a month ago now. So that's incredible what Brandon's been pulling off on this California tour. So moving on to the first show I attended Saturday afternoon in Fresno, California. Once again, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent defeats El Toro Loco Armando Castro in the finals. Your two-wheel skill winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 9.434 with only one hit. I think Armando probably should have got the skills challenge win on that show. He did two successful hits and one where the truck shut off in the middle. So I think Gravedigger kind of got the fan judge points on that one. Donut competition winner was Zombie Brittany Marcotte with an 8.862. I think it should have been Gravedigger that got the donut win in that show. I'm just saying, that's just me. And your freestyle competition winner, Zombie Brittany Marcotte with a 9.056. Who, again, I think it should have been Gravedigger, Brandon Vincent. But still, in the end, your overall event champion is Gravedigger Brandon Vincent with 20 out of 24 points. And right behind him is tied for second, Zombie and El Toro Loco with 18 points each. So, really cool. So, still pretty close. Pretty close to Brandon, but not quite there for show one Saturday. Yeah, Saturday was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. Very nice. Now, moving on to Saturday evening show. Before we get into the results, we got to go over some news kind of for this show. So, during the first round of racing, it was Brandon Vincent Gravedigger versus Bernard Light Alien Invasion. And it looked like Bernard Light, well, it didn't look like it, he did. It looked like his right rear planetary went out. And, you're making left-hand turns, so if your right wheel goes out, it's going to be dragging you to the right and not cutting that turn that you want, and he slid into the wall. And that is a big no-no, especially in arena shows with Monster Jam, because of arena damage and things like that. And also not to mention the previous weekend in Sacramento, he did a somersault into the wall, causing extensive damage to the stadium. So he was already on watch for that. And then he slides into the wall in Fresno this weekend at show 3. And it looks like after that, Bernard Light has been suspended from Monster Jam. I don't want to say that. I don't want to air out these personal, things that affect his life on the podcast, but it is apparent now he has been replaced with Bari Musawar for a lot of upcoming shows like Tacoma and San Jose, to name some. Bernard Light has been replaced with Bari Musawar for those shows, and Bari will be driving Alien Invasion. So it looks like Bernard Light is kind of on the back burner with Monster Jam right now. It looks like they're not really, giving him any sympathy, because the somersault thing, that's bad. That one's bad. But for the second one, it was not his fault. His truck slid into the wall. He braked the truck as soon as it broke. You could see it on the video. And I guess they were just like, that's too much, and put him on the back burner for now. So that sucks for Bernard. I really like him. He's a great personality and a pretty good driver, too. But so that is that. But your AC winner was Gravedigger, Brandon Vincent, defeating Zombie Brittany Marcotte, which I think might be her first time ever in the final round of racing in a Monster Jam show, a Monster Jam arena. So that's really cool. Skills Challenge winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 9.527, wasn't even close in the scoring. Your Donut Competition winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 9.134. And your freestyle winner, could you guess, Brandon Vincent, 9.202, sweeping the entire show, 24 out of 24 points. Your winner for show 3 in Fresno, Brandon Vincent and Gravedigger. Brandon was on a roll. It's incredible what he's doing. I can't say enough. He's really good, really talented. It's not even close on this tour right now, which is how the wins are coming. With the number wins, Armando is getting really close in placement, but he's not getting that little edge to put him above. Brandon's taken by far more event championships than anyone who's been driving in California all year. So, really impressive, really cool to see. I can't wait to see him upcoming. I got a couple more shows scheduled where Brandon will be competing. But that is it for show 3. Then, moving on to the last show on Sunday, we had Gravedigger once again defeating El Toro Loco Armando Castro in the final round, meaning Gravedigger swept 4-for-4 in racing in Fresno. Two-wheel Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a 9.134. Donut Competition winner, Gravedigger, 9.149. And your freestyle winner, El Toro Loco, 9.253. And only edging out Armando by 1 point in the overall, 22 out of 24, your overall, could you guess, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent. So that one must have been pretty frustrating for Armando. He got 2 of the wins in the competitions. But if he only got 1 placement higher in donuts, he would have taken the overall event championship for that show. So close. Get so far, So 4-for-4 overall event wins for Brandon Vincent in Fresno. Not surprising. Brandon is just killing it. He's had one of the best seasons out of anybody already. And he hasn't driven that much considering, how many shows that other drivers have done this year. He's done quite a few cities this year, starting in April, I'm pretty sure, is when they brought him back. So Brandon's been doing really good. I'm really impressed. And he's been killing it. So that is it for recapping Fresno results. So right now I will give you guys an update on Monster Jam Lord's schedule of where I will be in the coming months. But first, let me tell you guys that subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. And check out Monster Jam Lord on YouTube if you're interested in seeing shows 2 and 3 from Fresno, as well as 50-plus other Monster Jam shows I have attended just this year. I've been to 52 now, and it's only at the end of August. So we'll see how many I hit by the end of the year, but I got quite a few lined up that I'm going to be telling you guys about right now. So let's get into it. This coming weekend, I will be in Foxborough, Massachusetts for 1 full-capacity stadium show in Gillette Stadium, Boston, and I am excited for that August 28th. This is my, now after attending East Rutherford, this is my number two most wanted to visit stadium, Gillette Stadium. So now it's my number one most wanted to visit. And I will be there August 28th, which is tomorrow, as of me recording this. So I think this podcast will probably go out tonight or tomorrow. So very cool. I am super excited. Got a great lineup. Then I will be in San Jose for four Monster Jam shows in the SAP Center, which has this exact same lineup, plus David Olfert, Jurassic Attack, and Jeff Souza, Wrecking Machine, will be there. So eight truck show in San Jose. I will be at all four shows that weekend. Very cool. September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Then the next weekend, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio for four more Monster Jam shows. September 10th, 11th, and 12th. In the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Very excited. That is the best arena lineup of the year. Let me go cover that lineup for you guys, because that lineup is insane. It's got a big mix of drivers that we have not seen drive together all year. So here it is. Cleveland, Ohio, we have El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Elvis Linas, Hooked Brian Wright, Stone Crusher Chad Tingler, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, and Max D, Colton Eichelberger. So that might mean that Colton's going to drive in a front engine Max D in the same arena that Ryan's driving Son of a Digger, that Kristen's driving Gravedigger, Armando, Elvis. I mean, it's incredible. Caleb Blood, this is the by far the best arena lineup of the year, if you ask me. I am super excited for that one. That is going to be super cool and super fun. That's why I decided to attend all four, because I have been attending like two out of four arena shows this year. But I'm deciding to do four for four in Cleveland. So really cool. Then the next weekend after that, September 17th, 18th, and 19th, Monster Jam is returning to the Tacoma Dome in Tacoma, Washington. I will be at three of the five shows. I will be at the three shows on September 17th and the two on 18th. I will not be there on the 19th. That is when I'm heading back. And again, another great lineup with Alien Invasion driven by Barney Sauer on this show, which is going to be like the wild card of this show this weekend. Then the next weekend, I will be attending Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live in San Diego. So this is new. First ever, first independent show of the year. I don't even know if you could call Hot Wheels an independent show, but I will be at the first non-Monster Jam Monster Truck show of the year this year. Will be in September 25th and 26th in San Diego. I'm not sure which day I'm going. I will be attending one. There are three shows, two the 25th and one the 26th. I will be attending one. So I'll let you guys know as soon as I know. So that's going to be really cool, seeing the new Bigfoot and Mega Rex Hot Wheels monster truck. That's going to be pretty cool. Then next, October 2nd, I will be in Glendale, Arizona, Phoenix, for the third show in Phoenix this year. Full capacity, just one. Very excited. That show will see the return of Bakugan Dragonoid driven by Camden Murphy. Super exciting. I'm super excited for that. As well as Armando Castro on stadiums. So that's going to be super cool. Next weekend, El Paso, Texas is getting Monster Jam back in the UTEP Sun Bowl. And we got two shows, October 9th and 10th. And the same lineup that I just was talking about before in Glendale. I am super excited. El Paso is one of my personal favorite stadiums. So beautiful. I love it. And can't wait to return. And then right after that, we got Arlington, Dallas, Texas is getting their third show of the year, October 16th in AT&T Stadium. Super excited. This October is going to be one of my favorite months of the year, I think, just because of the Monster Jam shows all over Texas, all over Phoenix. One of my favorite times of the year for Monster Jam, because they usually do this around October, where they'll run Phoenix a second time, Houston, Dallas, and El Paso's new. It's usually El Paso that usually only get shows in March, so that's really cool. I'm super excited. This is going to be one of the best months is October, so I'm telling you guys, stay tuned, get ready. And last but not least, Houston will be getting their seventh show of the year, the one that they didn't get in February due to the snowstorm that I got stuck in. They will be getting their seventh show October 23rd in NRG Stadium, which, again, has the same lineup. Super excited. I cannot wait. I have a lot of Monster Jam shows to cover for all of you. And make sure you subscribe to Monster Jam Lord one more time so you do not miss any of this action from any of these cities, any of these states. It's incredible, guys. Everything that I can do for you on the channel, it's all possible thanks to you guys. So if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe to it on the Believe Podcast Network or anywhere else you get your podcasts, like Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, anything like that. Again, subscribe to Monster Jam Lore on YouTube so you don't miss any new future Monster Jam shows coming out day of or next day. And follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and Twitter at monsterjamlord. So you guys can keep up and stay tuned with Monster Jam upcoming. Thank you guys for listening. Bye bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.